you this morning. Let me ask you to do something this morning. Take your minds and focus it on Jesus Christ this morning. Focus it on God and being blessed by God this morning. Let me ask you to do that. Because I tell you, the devil's going to want to try and just take your mind and put it off in all different directions. When you sit back here, focus on what God has to say to you this morning. I'll tell you what, the song, Come to the Well. I'm going to tell you something about that right now. If you're back there, and I'm going to tell you right now, right up front with you, I want to be just as honest as I can be. If you don't know Jesus Christ, He is the well of which Ryan sung about. Amen? If you want to know the peace that only Jesus Christ can give you, that only comes through knowing Him, come to the well. Come up here to this altar. Get to know Jesus as your personal Savior. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You will never, ever be the same again. Amen? You'll never be the same again. I know whenever Jesus Christ came into my heart, I was not the same man. I was not the same man. And I have never been the same man to what I was before that. And I've told you that story many times, but I'm telling you, if you want change in your life, true, honest to God change in your life, that only comes through Jesus Christ. You can think about it. You can wish upon it. You can say, well, I wish I was different. I hope that I'm different. Listen, I know someone that can give you change. That's Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. He is such a good God. He has been so good to all of us in here. All of us could raise our hands. We could stand up right now and praise God for what He's done to us. Amen? Could we not do that? I'll tell you what, let's just stand and praise God this morning. Let's do that. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Praise God. Let's praise Him this morning. He is worthy of all our praise. He is worthy of it. Amen? Praise God this morning. I'll tell you what, I feel like we should praise Him with all of our hearts. Amen. Well, you're up. I'm going to read the scripture to you. We're going to be over in Genesis, the third chapter, the first through the fifth verse. Very familiar scripture. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I praise you, Father, this morning, for the opportunity to stand before you this morning. I pray, Father, that, Lord, as a message goes out, Lord, that, Father, that it would touch the hearts. I pray that our minds would be focused on what's being said here this morning. And, Father, I just praise you for your love, for your mercy, and for all that you give us. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. And amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Very familiar scripture. The major problem, not only in the world today, but I believe in a lot of churches, in the church world that we have, is that they have bought into Satan's lies. Can you agree with me on that? The world's biggest liar is Satan himself. In the Gospel of John, Jesus warned us, and He told us in two different places, and John 8:44 tells us, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and it goes on to say it and puts it right in perspective, and the father of it. Lying began with him, and brothers and sisters are still out there in the world today. In John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. What a contrast. What a contrast. Amen. We see what Satan's out to do. He's out to kill and he's out to destroy. And brothers and sisters, he's doing that in every aspect we can look at today. Is that not truth? Satan's motive is murder. He wants to bring physical. He wants to bring spiritual. And he wants to bring eternal death to every human being on the face of this planet. And I'll tell you, I believe that he is working his magic and his spell over that today. He wants to seek, deceive, and he wants to destroy. I'll tell you what, he's doing it. He is doing it. He wants to despise God in its goodness. He wants us to think negatively about God. You turn on the news, you look at everything out here in the world today, and most of it is all negativity towards God, towards Christianity, towards all the stuff that we see. It's mostly all negative about it. You watch it. It's a daunting. It is. That's what Satan's motive. That's what he wants to do. He wants people to think negatively of God. Satan will attempt to get us to doubt God's goodness. He will. He'll get us to doubt God's love for each and every one of us. Satan will attempt to get us to doubt God's goodness and His love. He does this by mixing in just enough truth to his lies to make the lies seem possible. That's what he does. Always tell the other person what they want to hear. That's what Satan wants to do. Always tell them what they want to hear. The first lie that he wanted to come across was that, you know what? That God cannot be trusted. Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which God, the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, God has said unto ye, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. It goes on to say, you listen, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Listen. In other words, God did not really say, you must not eat of it from any tree of the garden. You see, he's putting doubt into Eve's mind. And it's just like he does today. Did you see the other day? This is what got me started on this, by the way. Did you see where a gentleman is suing Zondervan Bible, the publisher of the Bible? He's suing it for $70 million because of the scripture in there that talks about gays and how what God said about gays. He's suing it because it's caused him damage to his life. So he's suing the Zondermans for doing that. Oh yeah. You think we're not starting down this path, the slippery slope that we started on? And I'm not going to get on to all the stuff. I should not say that. But pray God, I want to tell you something this morning. Listen to me. Just put enough in people's minds nowadays. Enough doubt to make him think that that God can't be trusted. In other words, his word cannot be trusted, right? They try to twist it around. They try to say what they want to. And you know what? You see, putting down. In fact, God told Eve, and he told Adam also, if you believe this, if you look at the scripture, that they could eat of every tree in the garden except one. That's what God told them. See, Satan was trying to tell them to put down that Eve's mind out of eating any of the fruit. In Genesis 2:16. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. You see, Satan put the little doubt into Eve's mind to begin with. And I'm going to tell you what, he may be trying to do that to you today. I don't know where you stand this morning, how God's been dealing with you. I'm just here to tell you, listen to me. Do not let Satan put in your mind to doubt any of God's holy world. Amen? His word is true. His word is just. And his word will stand whenever this world is on fire. I believe that wholeheartedly this morning. Do not doubt God's word. The conditions of the world today cause many to doubt God as well, do they not? They do. They doubt God's word. They doubt his goodness. If God was truly good, why does he allow all the suffering in the world? How many times have you heard that? How many times have you heard that? If God was truly good, why would he allow all the suffering in the world? Or if God was really powerful, why would he not stop the pain? Why would God not stop the pain? Listen to me. I'm going to give you a verse of scripture that answers it right here. Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. When God created this world, when he created man, whenever he created woman, it was good. Not just good, it was very good. What happened? What happened? Because man got deceived. Man got deceived. And at that point in time right there, brother, listen to me. Whenever they got deceived, sin entered into this world. Before that, everything was good. Everything was great. Everything would have been fine. But us, and I throw us right in there. You know, you can blame Adam. We're part of that, are we not? Amen. We're part of it. The lie of doubting God began in the garden, and it did not begin because things were bad. Things were good. It began because man, that little bit of doubt that Satan put into Eve, and then it was spread on. Amen? Everything was perfect. Everything was right. There was no hunger. There was no poverty. There was no drugs. There was no murder. There was no sorrow. There was no death. There was no hatred. To sum it up, there was no sin in this world whenever God made it. Don't blame God. Don't think for one second God can't be trusted. I'm telling you what, He is worthy to put mine and your trust in. Proverbs 3:5 tells us this, and you know the scripture. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. The trouble is, we want to put our own understanding into this thing sometimes. And I told you, we're not God looking down upon the planet and seeing the big picture. We see our own little walls. We see our own what's going on. And sometimes we make judgment from that. God's got her in control. Amen? Satan is the absolute best in his trade of deceitfulness and deception. He is absolutely the best. So remember, when you start going down that path about blaming God and about not trusting God, remember who's whispering in your ear. Remember who's talking to you about not trusting God. There is nothing new. It started in the Garden of Eden. When Satan told Eve, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day that ye therefore, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Satan caused Eve to doubt what God had said. And there's many out there today. Am I right? There's many out there today, many churches, many denominations that are doubting God's word, doubting what He said. I'm going to tell you this morning, I do not doubt God's word one iota. Not one bit. And I hope and pray that you don't sit back there and have doubt in your mind about God's Word. Does it really mean this? Does it really mean that? Dig into God's Word. Study it, as has been said here, for yourself. Know what thus saith the Word of God. That way, whenever you're approached out there and these doubters come upon you, listen to me, you can tell them, listen, oh no, this is what God's Word says. This is what His Word says. Sin always begins by questioning either the Word of God or by the goodness of God, or probably both. That's how sin starts. That's how it starts right there. Whenever we start questioning God's Word, whenever we start questioning God's goodness, I tell you what, we allow that little crack to get in there, and that little bit of sin can start in our lives like that. Satan communicated to Eve, God could not be trusted in Genesis 3:5, more or less. That's what he told her. He said, God could not be trusted. If Satan could put doubt in our minds, what would we start doing? We start doubting God as God's character. We start doubting God's promises. And we start doubting God's reality. But let me give you some reality. It's found in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You want reality? Right there it is. You know what? You want to hear some positive of what I just said? God made a way that you can get out of all that nonsense. Amen? God made a way. He searched through heaven and found the only perfect sacrifice that there could be. And that was His Son, Jesus Christ. And without that sacrifice, I'm here to tell you this morning, you have no hope. What they used to do before, they would kill goats and sheep, and they would cover their sins over for a year. And then the next year, they'd have to go back over. But praise God, whenever Jesus Christ died upon the cross, that was taken care of forever. Another lie is that Satan tries to say that there is no consequences for your sins. We'd heard talked about here this morning. You know what? And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. You see where it started? You see how it starts? And that's what's going on today. They're trying to say, are you loving God? You know, this question, and I'll get into that here more in a little bit. Satan's telling Eve not to worry about God's judgment or God's law. Don't worry about that. And that's what the world's trying to tell people today. That's a bunch of nonsense they're saying. Don't worry about God's judgment or His laws. Let me give you a verse of Scripture, Hebrews 10:31. You know it. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Amen. There's a bunch of false ones out there, I know that. But I'll tell you what, you do not want to fall into the hands of the living God without knowing His Son Jesus. We must remember that God is righteous and that God is holy, but God is just. And your punishment will fit the crime, amen? It will do that. You know what a law without penalty is? You know what that is? That's just good advice. Right? All right. Cop stops you. You're going 80 miles an hour in a construction zone, and he pulls you up over. You sure he's going to walk up to you? I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. Right? You know what he's going to do? I know what he's going to do. You're going that fast in the zone, you're probably going to get your car towed. You're probably going to get points off your license. And it's going to go on and on and on. Law, if you do not have penalties, if you don't have penalties for the laws that you break, that's good advice. That's not going to happen. God has penalties if you break His law. You do not accept His Son into your heart. There are those who would say, why would a loving God send anyone to hell? Right? There are those who ask that question. To me, the question should not be whether it would be a loving God would send anybody to a place as horrible as hell, but why would anybody choose hell over a loving God? Amen? You know, you hear the Scripture, you know this beyond a fact, that if you do not accept Jesus as your personal Savior, your destiny is hell. Why would you choose that over what God has to offer? I never did understand that whenever they asked that question. Why? Why would anyone choose that? As it is with all sin, there's consequences to be paid. There is consequences. Surely the wringing of the nose does what? It bringeth forth blood. Amen? You're going to have consequences. To the woman, God said, I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. That's just starting of it. With painful labor will you give birth to your children. That's what he told her. Your desire will only be to your husband. It was not that way, ladies. It was not that way before the fall. To Adam, he said, because you've listened to your wife and ate the fruit, he said, you must not eat, cursed is the ground. Because of you, therefore, through painful toil, he said, you will eat from it in all the days of your life. Tell you what, it will produce thorns, it will produce thistles. Listen to me, it was not that way before sin entered into this world. Amen. It was perfect. God said it was very good. Everything in this life that causes pain and suffering is the fruit of sin. Amen? This is why the world we live in is like it is. This is why weather is like it is. This is why there's too much rain, and this is why there's not enough rain. This is why disease are running rampant in this world. This is why there's child molestations. This is why families are torn apart. This is why there are families. This is why there are wars. This is why there is famines in this world. It's because when it started out, God said it was good, and because of sin entering into this world, that's why we face all the things that we face today. Any other atrocities that you can think of that's going on today, listen to me, it's because of this way, because of sin entering into this world. God made it right in the beginning. Because the great deceiver that he was, he got Adam and Eve, he deceived them and got them to believe that God could not be trusted and that there would be no punishment. God will not make any exceptions to sin. Do we understand that? There will be no exceptions to sin. Everybody will be judged. Do not let anybody say, you know what, there's exceptions to this. That is not the case. Everybody will stand before God. My Bible tells me that all will stand before God. All will stand before Him. God always judges. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah? God judged. Remember the Noah's, whenever the generation before Noah went onto the ark, they were judged. Another lie that Satan likes to say is, my sins only affect me, and it's my business. Make no mistake, your sins can destroy your sons, your daughters, your marriage, your job, you know what? Your friendships. They can do that, amen? Last Saturday, there were 20 drug overdoses in Parkersburg alone. Last Saturday night. You don't think that there was people not affected besides those people that had the drug overdose? All the little babies being born to drug-addicted mothers that are laying in these hospitals in pain and suffering because they are addicted. Tell me, tell the nurses that have to take care of them that this stuff does not affect them. Ask anyone who's went through a divorce, especially with when there's children involved, and tell me that those children were not affected by that divorce at some point. Tell me that. Did you ever see the billboard up around Parkersburg about the gambling billboard? And what it said about that up there, it said, "I have a gambling problem." And it's a picture of a little boy on it. It said, "It's my father." Tell me that that does not affect these people. Tell me that there's not other people affected besides the one that the sin is upon. Praise God. How about the drunk driver that hits a family and destroys them? Tell me that drunk did not affect other people's lives, that sin of his life. I'll tell you what, I could go on and on and on, folks. But the point of the matter is, do not tell me that your sin is your business and it does not affect anybody else. It does. It does. That's a lie straight from the pits of hell. And Satan uses it more and more. He tries to make it out like it is. Last one I want to talk about is I have plenty of time. To me, this is the biggest lie that Satan has out there. Even if you don't believe the other lies, this is a single one right here, you know what, that can defeat you. God doesn't delay in writing your name in a Lamb's Book of Life. You know, down in the Lamb's Book of Life, listen to me, if you accept Him, you accept Jesus in your heart, your name's wrote right there now. Don't delay in asking it to be written there, though. I'm going to tell you that. Don't do that. Don't delay that whatsoever. You could die at any time, any moment, and no one knows the day or the hour that you're going to die. You do not know. I'm going to tell you something here this morning. Nor does anyone know the day or the hour of Christ's return. We don't know that either. My Bible tells me no man knows that. Jesus Himself does not even know. God the Father is going to say, well, He says, "Son, go get your children." Hebrews 9:27, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." 2 Corinthians 5:10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad." Don't believe the lies. I could go on and on and on with Satan's lies. You know that? And most of you here know what I'm talking about, because he probably tries to lie to you all the time. Amen? He probably tries to lie to you all the time. I'm a good person. I'm a good person. That's all that matters. I'm a good person. That's all it's going to take to get to heaven. No, it's not. You need Jesus Christ in your heart. Amen? Being good is not going to get you to heaven. Amen? You can be as good. You could go and volunteer at the hospitals. You can go and do all you want to. You can give to the needy, give to the hungry, give to the poor, whatever it may be. But if you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, you're just as lost as the drug addict is that does not repent. You're just as lost as the homosexual does not repent. You need Jesus. Through all this, all that Adam and Eve had done, praise God, God made a way. I told you that, for God so loved the world. I'm going to ask you something here this morning. Do you know Jesus Christ? This is between you and God. Do you know Jesus this morning? You know what? You may not have another opportunity to hear God's word. I don't know. But I want you to know something this morning. If you do not accept Jesus, I'm going to tell you again, hell is your destination. That's a blunt, and I don't sugarcoat. These people know around I don't sugarcoat things anymore. I will not do that. The reason why? Because I love you. You say, "Oh, you don't even know me." I said, "I love you." You understand me? I love you to no end for the love that God has given me as a pastor to love anybody. And He has given that to me. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't preach to you the way I do. Has anybody come and get a song this morning?